Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
For a DUI. It was actually kind of a crazy story. It was the next morning after drinking.
Wasn't even the night of?
No. Okay. Next morning, woke up to go to work meeting at 7 a.m. And so I woke up pretty early, but was driving and it was super rainy. So I started hydroplaning.
Oh. So naturally swerving. Wasn't even you, really.
Right. Yeah. And then I got in an accident. And then so once the cops came to the scene of the accident, they could smell that I smelled like alcohol.
Why were you drinking knowing you were going into a work meeting the next morning?
It was actually a surprise meeting.
Oh, no. How'd you find out?
I didn't know about it until the morning of.
So you got a phone call in the morning like you got to get to work?
Yep.
Are you a manager or anything?
I am now. I wasn't at the time.
I'm imagining that, like, you beat this case somehow, and now they're like, hey, that's management material. We're going to give you a promotion.
Yeah, there you go. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, I want to work where she works.
Does she work in radio already? Because we're the only industry I know that rewards horrible behavior.
We would definitely get a promotion for that.
Yeah.
Surprise meeting, got a DUI. Hey! Yeah.
She goes to the office, they sit her down. Listen, we heard about your DUI. And we want to tell you, that is the kind of people we are looking for right here. You just got yourself a management position.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, I'm here for a school assignment. We're in a law class. I didn't understand too much what was going on today.
A lot of boring lawyer law talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing you want to be a lawyer and talk?
No.
So what do you eventually want to do?
Be an accountant.
Also boring, man. Come on.
No, that's way more exciting than law. Come on now.
Are you getting straight A's right now?
No. Sorry, Mom.
Straight A's and partying, at least?
I'm not gonna say that.
No comment? Plead the fifth?
Yeah, let's plead the fifth.
Perfect.
Whatever that means.
For some reason.
Whatever that means.
I don't think I would trust this guy with my accounts. I'm just saying.
Be a lawyer. Plead the fifth, huh?
What? No, I don't want a fifth. I'm not drinking.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm not partying yet. Jeez.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Filing papers.
What kind of papers?
Garnishment.
What does garnishment mean?
It's where they take money out of people's bank accounts.
So are you trying to get some money, or is there taking money out of your account?
No, my client.
Okay, well, long story short, you're coming up some money.
No, I'm just a messenger.
Oh. Are we talking about a lot of money, by the way? Is this like $1 million thing going on, or is this like a $20 thingy?
I don't know. I don't think I'm supposed to say.
Okay, so now because I know nothing, now I gotta ask, can I borrow some money?
No.
What could I do to get $100 out of you?
Maybe you should get a job.
You're standing there with a microphone and everything else. Maybe get a job.
You just started talking about money and I instantly thought of my bank account.
My advice to you when you're down there at the courthouse, don't ever say, what can I do to get $20 out of you? You are going to be put in some very horrible situations, my friend.